So far, we have made the proper representation through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to the American Embassy accredited near our capital, seeking information on the revocation of visas of at least three individuals who are serving at very high levels in the government. We are still waiting for feedback from the embassy as to these situations.
Mr. Minister, when you say that your government has made proper representation, tell me, what did you say to the U.S. embassy or the U.S. government?
Well, first of all, we're inquiring, as every responsible government does. And so our inquiry is basically to get information as to what may or may not have happened. We know that at least three senior officials' visas were revoked. It is within the province of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to make such representation and to get the information. Until we do, we like to think there may have been some misunderstanding. It's a process issue, perhaps. So we want to see what goes on.
The three individuals involved, my understanding is that all three of them were some way or the other involved in the Liberian Civil War. Did the embassy tell you that the revocation of these visa is in line with an attempt by the U.S. government to now begin to go after people who, for some reason, might have been involved in the war?
No, we don't have that information, nor has that information been communicated to the government. We've heard about all these speculations. We cannot comment or verify on any of these speculations. We do know, however, that if it relates to any such speculation, it will be communicated to the government. And we believe that once we have that information, we'll make it available to everyone involved.
Many of you or many people serving in that government might have one way or the other been involved in the Liberian Civil War. Is there a concern about trying to send people from your government to come to the United States now because of what happened?
Well, look, we do not want to rush to any conclusion. We do not want to participate in these speculations. And so what we want to do is to, as we've done, do a formal request for information about what may or may not have occurred. I think people are running to conclusions and may find it totally unnecessary in the end. But we have made those representations and will expect to get the results that we need, and then we will determine further actions after that.
So how soon before your government hears from the U.S. embassy or the U.S. government?
These are serious, and our expectation is that it will be treated with the seriousness it deserves.